Hiya, this is Nick Treadwell and this is my audio boo for the Monday the 20, I think it's the 24th today or 25th,
I don't know.
It's around about 8 o'clock ish in the evening. We've just put Max to bed and I've been sent on a little errand to go to Sainsbury's to get some cat litter for the cat, because he's been shut in for 2 weeks because of his injury. Obviously he's going to the toilet a lot more in the house and stuff, so he's using a lot more of the old cat litter up, so keep running out of the bloody stuff. So an emergency trip to Sainsbury's to get some more is in order. Not a lot has really happened today, just, you know, a normal work day really, nothing much been going on. Max went on a nice trip with nursery to the Sea Life Centre in Birmingham City Centre, which I think he enjoyed. He seems to have come back in a good mood anyway, and very tired as well, which is good, so he didn't have much struggle going to sleep or anything. What else? Not a lot else really. It's sad. Very sad to hear about the news in Moscow with the explosion at Domodedovo Airport. That's the airport that we normally use and fly to in Moscow. It's the airport that's nearest to Ira's mum and dad's country house, the dacha. And normally we fly there with Lufthansa. Over the last few years we have anyway, so it's really unfortunate what's happened there and really sad. And if it does turn out to be some kind of, you know, suicide bomber or terrorist attack or something like that, then of course it's only going to be worse now travelling to Moscow by plane with the security checks and everything. I suspect now they're going to have more security checks for people even waiting inside of the arrivals area, because it seems to be that's where the source of the explosion has come from. I don't quite know how they'd do that with the old security checks, whether they'd have to put everyone through arrivals, put through an X-ray machine or something like that. That seems a bit extreme to me, but you never know what they're going to come up with really. But it's really, really sad to see the news and to see everything that's going on there, and it's sad, it'd be really, really sad. And you know, it could well have been, you know, we could have been there while this was going on, or one of Ira's family could have been at the airport. I know that Ira's dad goes to the airport occasionally to do some work because he works with a lot of the customs people there and stuff, and you know, it really is not very good at all, really. So I'm just arriving at Sainsbury's now. Okay, so I'm gonna turn this off and upload it. So I'll speak to you soon. Bye.